It provides real-time visibility into the company's spending. It reduces risks of unauthorized or duplicate purchases. It ensures that all our purchases align allocated budgets. What we have is being spent correctly, and that's actually the main job that I'm here to serve.
Hello and welcome to the Gross Profit Podcast. My name is James Kennedy. I'm the CEO and co-founder at ProcurementExpress.com. We take the hassle out of managing your SMB spend without an ERP. Normally, I say we're not here to talk about that today, but it's only half true in this case. Very generously, Iberly Abreu, purchasing manager at the South Bank Resorts, has come along, who is actually very excitingly a customer of Procurement Express. So today we're going to talk about Iberly's journey from working at FedEx to now what seems to be the most idyllic job I've ever seen in my life. Looking at the hotel here on the website, looks beautiful. We're going to hear a bit about the hotel. We're going to hear a bit about what purchasing is like when you're working at one of these places, unique features of the hotel. And then I'm going to also give you a bit of an insight, or Iberly is going to give an insight into what it's like working with Procurement Express. So yes, I fully admit it. This is a very self-serving episode of the Gross Profit Podcast. And Iberly is not being paid to come along here today to do this. She's doing it out of the goodness of her heart. So I want to say thanks very much, Iberly. And maybe you can open it up by telling us something about you that not many people know.
If you were to ask someone who was actually close to me, they wouldn't even be able to figure it out. But I was actually a cadet. While I was in high school, I was a cadet for the Turks and Caicos Islands Police Corps, and I actually played the trumpet. So that's a fun fact about me.
Very good. Okay. I was going to ask. So cadet is like a junior policeman, is that it? Or a police
that
person?
Is correct. So we actually basically represented the Turks and Caicos Islands government at different government events. We actually played in the band for various events, like when we have, well, in the past, it used to be the Queen's birthday. Now it has passed on to the King's birthday. But yeah, it was a pretty exciting time for me. We did beach cleanups. It was pretty cool, to be honest. It's one of the experiences of my life that I can definitely say I'm most proud of.
Very good. Now, you better fill me in. Embarrassingly, I didn't even know you're part of the Commonwealth then, obviously. Maybe you could just tell us a bit about the island. And for people who don't know, tell us a bit where it is and its history and so on.
Absolutely. So Turks and Caicos Islands is composed about various islands. The actual capital is Grand Turk. I would say that the population is around 48,000 persons, so it's not really large, but we are known for our top-notch services and especially tourism. That would actually is one of the key things that works out here for us in the hotel industry as well.
Very good. So you kind of know everyone, is that it? Like you were?
Yes, absolutely. So like I grew up in the island of Grand Turk, and Grand Turk, we practically knew everybody. Like, you can reach out to, like how Caribbean would have the joke of, I'll just go to my neighbor for a little bit of sugar or a little bit of rice. You can definitely do that at your comfort.
Very good. So if I were to arrive in the island and ask for Iberly, how long would it take me before someone would say, oh, I know Iberly?
I think because my name is such distinctive, it would be quite easy. And then also the fact that, as said, most of us know each other here, it shouldn't be hard to locate me at all.
Very good. Okay, you better be well behaved then. I guess that's the thing. If you're on a small island, everyone knows what you did. So at that time in high school, they all know about it. So you gotta be on, be careful. Okay. All right. Even though you worked locally and you stayed locally, which is lovely. You have experience before you joined the hotel group with FedEx, which is a big international company. So tell us a bit about that. And what was the transition like from FedEx to this, which looks to be like a lovely resort?
Well, James, to be honest, you see, my experience in the hotel industry started in 2018. So I'm not really new to this. My first job in the hotel industry was a reservations executive. I actually separated myself from that company and transitioned here to the Turks and Caicos Islands. I haven't shared, but I'm a Dominican. So I actually came from Dominican Republic and I grew up here in the islands. The transition for me was not challenging. It has been a very exciting one, I must say, now that I am in a managerial role, as when I started with the Grace Bay Resorts also in the year of 2022, I started as a purchasing coordinator, you know. So for me, with the experience that I have in operations and purchasing as well as customer service, it like I always say, and my mom always tells me, there's nothing that you cannot do unless you put your determination to complete. Like, as long as you have that willingness to achieve something, I think it shouldn't be hard for you to be able to accomplish it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something you don't know, Emily, which is that you actually have hundreds of brothers and sisters that you're not even aware of. And they are the other people who are using Procurement Express all around the world. So this is actually a good chance for them to get to know you. So what's your role as purchasing manager? What's your day-to-day? What are you responsible for? What does it look like when you get to work?
Okay, so my day, honestly, I always tell everyone that my day can vary. I may have something written down and expect to have that accomplished because that's what I want. However, with the high demand of being in a resort, the sourcing and the vendor management may vary throughout the day. So today I may focus on outsourcing items for the rooms department, but I also have to procure some other items for the food and beverage department. And although I have a coordinator who backs me up in most all of the work that I do, the day can expand in different, like right now I'm here with you, but really and truly I should be out there purchasing some napkins for an event that we have tomorrow. It can change at any given moment, and I do enjoy that, the fact that it has challenges and it's not a stagnant environment where I'm doing the same thing autopilot. So I think that's the greatness of it all.
And is it like, in the challenge in that job, is it obviously you have to purchase things, you're responsible for the price, but then getting it where it needs to be at the right time is the harder part. Is that it? Like, where would you say it's the hard?
Yes, indeed. And then, as you said, we are a group of islands, and I have explained earlier. So most of our goods are actually imported into the Turks and Caicos Islands because we are so small and there's a lot of things that we do not produce. So we have to import things from the U.S., the Dominican Republic. So just like how we import things, there are risks that we might not have. We may run out something in particular on all of the islands. So this is the reason why inventory management comes in very handy, making sure that we manage the goods and the resources that we have and that we are procuring or replenishing anything that is actually running out.
I want to hear a little bit about the hotel now, what makes it famous, because it's quite guest focused. I got from our pre-interview that you guys are very focused on your guest experience. So tell us a bit about the hotel and what they can expect when they get there.
We are a group of hotels. It's actually six hotels, the Grace Bay Resorts umbrella. This being said, the resorts are Grace Bay Club, which is based on the Grace Bay Beach. And on the Grace Bay Strip, we have West Bay Club, Point Grace, the Private Villa Collection, Rock House, and then the very best, South Bank. So if you want to know what to expect, obviously stunning waterfront escape design to tailor your needs. I think that if you're a lover of nature and the beach, this is the perfect experience for you. We have an atmosphere that is very much relaxed, island style, what we call it. And then something that characterizes the Grace Bay Resorts is that we have handmade experience, Caribbean experiences. And what we say is handmade is when we tailor to, or basically personalize it to each guest's needs, making sure that your expectations are actually fulfilled and in your stay.
Very good. So does that ever touch you as the purchasing manager? Do you end up getting any requests to, what's the strangest request you've had or the most unusual thing you've had to chase down?
So recently, it's funny that you asked that because I recently had an experience with a kosher guest. I'm not sure if you're aware that they have dietary requirements that are very particular and have to be up to par and standard. So we literally had to fly in different brand of items that were specifically for them. And these had to be separated in our warehouse or what we call the storeroom to ensure that they were only being used by them. But I would say that's the most recent experience that I've had in terms of unique requests. But again, the supply chain may vary, and it's very important that we are up to par in terms of making sure we keep an accurate count of everything that we have. And we'll talk some more about it, but Procurement Express definitely helps in terms of that.
You don't have to ask me twice to talk about Procurement Express, so maybe let's get there a bit. How does it help you? What does it do for you in your day-to-day?
Really and truly, it keeps me very well organized. It saves a lot of time. It simplifies approvals, reducing the time spent back and forth with emails. As day-to-day basis, we can get caught up. So looking at emails might not be something that we will always be able to do. So it's quick and easy and simple. Just you place your request, you get it approved, you go ahead and proceed and send it into to the vendor. Once it's approved, you always know what's spent and how it is spent. It provides real-time visibility into the company's spending. It reduces risk of unauthorized or duplicate purchases. We have situations where a line staff may come along and they're like, okay, we need this, but they don't have the proper approvals. So that actually prevents that situation. In terms of budgeting, compliance, and cost control, it ensures that all our purchases align allocated budgets. That is, that again, what we have is being spent correctly. And that's actually the main job that I'm here to serve. I think I had mentioned to you previously that in general, contingency planning, like, it helps us manage unexpected expenses by tracking available contingency funds that we have, ensuring that we have quick and efficient purchasing in urgent situations, which pretty much in hotel industry, that's everyday situation. Everything is urgent. And last but not least, in CapEx, what we call our large furniture and equipment purchases, simplifying the capital expenditure, the approvals for big ticket items like furniture and equipment, helping us track them long-term investments and how it's being used. But I have nothing but great things to say about Procurement Express.
You know what? I'm just going to retire now. I'm going to get you in here. I'm going to put you on the front of our website. I can see it now. I said, I use Procurement Express, and now I'm on this tropical island beach. Like, that was an amazing explanation. I'd be too embarrassed to say it all so eloquently, but you've done an amazing job there. Wow, I'm blown away. And you know what? It's so nice, even for our team. I'm going to play this tomorrow for our team. We meet once a week. We all get together. And it's so nice to hear that what we're doing is actually helping people on the ground or on a beach, in this case, like in your instance. So I really appreciate that. If you were to give advice to someone who's considering Procurement Express, what would you tell them to think about?
If I had to advise on anyone in terms of acquiring Procurement Express, as said, there's nothing better than Procurement Express out there, to be honest. I have not met another platform that gives the opportunity to have access to it, so user-friendly and no training needed. Like, literally, when I got here at South Bank, I literally just logged in and started playing with the platform itself. And that's how I was able to figure out it's very user-friendly. I don't think that there is any training at all needed. You can easily adapt, especially ideal for teams with senior staff. If there's someone out there who isn't comfortable with any particular software or just very computer savvy, it is very simple and it doesn't require navigating in confusing menus or learning complicated workflows. Again, it gives you visibility to the budgets and what is being spent. Faster approvals, avoiding the long emails and back and forth. Very straightforward. No fuss.
Very good. All right. I don't want to hold you up from your napkin purchasing too much, so we'll start to wrap it up. But maybe you could just tell the listeners if they want to, is there a website or something they can see the hotel, see where you're all working, just so they can send them somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. You can actually go, you can literally just type on the website South Bank Resort, and it will take you to the Grace Bay Resorts. So it's southbank.gracebayresorts.com.
Fantastic. It's been so nice. I have to say, it's a Thursday afternoon here. It's been a long week and you've lifted my spirits. It's been such a nice pleasure to speak with you this evening. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for your time, James, and for inviting me.